I'm Jeff Cohen with WNPR News. The Back 9 Network has been on life support since February, having burned through the millions of dollars it raised from the state and private investors. Now another group of people is squeezed by Back 9's demise, unpaid contractors who built the network's downtown Hartford studio. Glenn Salamone runs a steel fabricating business. He worked on Back 9's Constitution Plaza studio, and he's seen the news. He knows the state's out more than $5 million on Back 9. He knows private investors have lost a lot more. But, he asks, what about guys like him?
Because you know what? It's not right. There's a principle that it's we did the work, we should get paid. And I know the state donated some money, and I know the banks have some money, and they'll be the first ones to get paid. But somebody's got to fight for the guy who's doing the work. Bottom line.
Salamone says his company, QSR Steel, did about $66,000 worth of work for the Gulf Network. Things like putting down beams for a generator pad. But while the work is done, he's still owed about $51,000.
Construction is all about cash flow. Cash is king. If you don't get 50 in, that's a big nut. That's a weekly payroll. That's a yearly salary for one of our guys.
Salamone's contract was with Associated Construction, a Hartford company that ran Back 9's downtown studio project. According to its website, it's also done work for ESPN and NBC Connecticut. Efforts to reach the company were unsuccessful. Salamone could have tried to protect his company and file a lien. That's a notice placed in the city's land records that essentially says he's owed money, but he didn't. And that's because people at Associated Construction asked him not to.
He said to me, if we do that, it's going to scare the investors away and it's going to rock the boat and chances are nobody's going to get paid.
But even though Associated asked Salamone not to risk the project's funding by filing a lien, it didn't take its own advice. In February, Associated filed its own lien, saying Back 9 owed it more than $416,000. And Salamone says he can't file one now. The deadline's passed.
You know, he essentially covered his ass. The majority of guys who are out this money are the ones who did the work. And none of them have a lien on the job. Because I know from talking to some other subs, the one I talked to today I told you about, he got the same story, was the money was coming.
WNPR reached out to numerous contractors on the job. An architect filed a lien and said he's owed more than $15,000. Another contractor who didn't want to be identified told WNPR his company's out about $13,000. And Jack Squillicote says his commercial interior framing and drywall company hasn't gotten paid around $10,000 on a roughly $130,000 job. Like Salamone, Squillicote says he too was encouraged not to file a lien.
Yeah, it was understood, you know, hey, we go down this road, we're all going to be in, you know, we're not going to get it. The problem is we're smaller companies and forking out money to keep payroll going every week and doing this and that. You know, I understand these guys lost a lot of money, but some of the investors, but, you know, for them, a lot of them, it's, you know, they don't even know it. You know, for us, we're scraping to make payroll every week. So 10,000 may not seem a lot to somebody, but, you know, to us, it's a lot.
In a statement, the Back 9 Network says it, quote, continues to work on a proposal to restructure the company, which we believe will be in the best interest of all of our stakeholders. And the state says that while Back 9 may not have paid its contractors, it is current on its loan payments to taxpayers. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.